Here we are in lesson 81 now. We're looking at another evidence that's taught in our public school system about the validity of the evolutionary model, the evolutionary theory of how we ended up getting to where we are, diversifying into human beings with the human fossil record. So now we're looking, if you look at this slide, at the claim in the textbooks that humans transitioned from primitive life forms. You can see here in the counter, we offer a lesson 8.10. We also offer another lesson, 8.5, on the vestigial organs, but 8.10 in our classroom book goes into depth on the human fossil record. Here we're going to cover some of the major fossils that have been brought forth in the past and have ended up being debunked as not representing transitions or missing links. So let's go ahead and go to page 2. Just click on the screen. And here are 9 different specific fossils that were taken forward and presented as evidence for a missing link for the transition of chimpanzees or early forms of man before Homo sapien into today's man. You have Lucy. Nearly all experts now agree that Lucy was just a 3-foot-tall chimpanzee. You have Heidelberg man, you have Nebraska man, Piltdown man, Peking man, you have Neanderthal man, New Guinea man, Cro-Magnon man, and then modern man. Let's just take a look at a couple. We talked about Lucy. How about Nebraska man? This is how incredible some of this evidence is, or lack of it. It has been scientifically built up from one tooth. Just one tooth. So from one tooth, somehow they were able to figure out that this must be a missing link that shows a transition to a modern man. But later it was discovered the tooth was just an extinct pig. Look at Piltdown man. All they had is a jawbone. That turned out to belong to a modern ape. When we look at Neanderthal man, you see that even in commercials where they make fun of people as Neanderthals. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J.E. Cave said his examination showed that this famous skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. In other words, Neanderthal man was fully human, a Homo sapien. So this just is in short to show you that there is never brought forth a fossil, a human fossil, that could be, as in the words of Colin Patterson back on Lesson 79, that could be a watertight argument shown to be a transitional fossil to a human being. That's lesson 81.